all of you, whether you're at the beginning of your journey or a little bit further along down the path, you get to work with super ideal clients. And the only way that that is actually going to happen is for you to take charge of your destiny, for you to get so clear on who the ideal client is and what that kind of relationship looks like.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hello, my gorgeous queen. So elated to spend this time here with you today. And thank you so much for joining me on, my goodness, what I must say is probably going to be a life-changing topic for us all. It is definitely coming forth from a wound that I had. So I'm going to share some really personal stories with you today and also really take a stand for all of us stepping into our greatness, particularly around our mentality with clients. That's right. Today, we are totally raising the bar, completely raising the vibration, and you are going to leave this podcast episode giving yourself so much permission to only work with the perfect clients for you. That's right. So we're going to start with a prayer. I'm going to take you on a little trip down memory lane, which is going to have some embarrassing and humiliating stories. And then I'm going to share with you some beautiful transformation that I've gotten to within myself. And I hope that my journey can be an inspiration to you as well. So first, let's start with a prayer, and then we will dive right in. Dear God, thank you so much for all of these beautiful humans on this planet that you have created. Thank you for allowing us to live in such a level of abundance. Thank you for reminding us right here, right now, in this moment, that there is an abundance of clients and customers and patients and prospects for every woman listening. Because with you, there is no lack. And we know also with you, truly all things are possible. So in this moment, we turn over to you. We surrender to you. We seek you and we ask you to send each of us the most ideal clients who are the perfect match in great alignment, where we can learn through love, where we can learn through joy, where we can give of our gifts and talents in a way that you have designed. And we pray all of this believing, amen. All right. So at the beginning of my journey, I had a total lack of consciousness and was in complete scarcity about clients and money. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that's been part of my journey. And in that, I just thought I had to take any client that I could get. And not only did I have to take any client I could get, like if someone had a pulse and a credit card, like that's how low the bar was for me. And whether people wanted to come work with me and I didn't really think it was a vibrational match, or I didn't really think it was a vibrational match, but I just was so focused on getting rent paid. This is just not the way for any human to live. This is not the way we were spiritually designed. And yet this was my conditioning. This was my programming that I had to scrimp and scrape by just to get by. And, you know, I learned a lot in the process. And I'm here to tell all of you, whether you're at the beginning of your journey or a little bit further along down the path, you get to work with super ideal clients. And the only way that that is actually going to happen is for you to take charge of your destiny, for you to get so clear on who the ideal client is and what that kind of relationship looks like. Because it is, in fact, a relationship. I think that too oftentimes, well-meaning, smart, educated, hardworking, completely soulful, passionate women who are willing to pour everything into working with clients too often behave like they're auditioning for some sort of act, trying to get someone to sign up with them and like sell themselves on why they are the be-all and end-all of everything. And that's how we get ourselves in these like psychological states of like, oh my gosh, what if I can't deliver? Because on some level, energetically, we've promised the sun and the moon and the stars and our Saturdays and our Sundays and our Voxer channels and our emails and like, you know, every ounce of creativity. And it is exhausting. It is out of balance and is out of exchange. It is not overgiving. I don't believe that overgiving is a value. I think that overgiving is like overstuffing, overeating, or overdrinking. It's unhealthy. And what I have learned the hard way over the years is that I thought I had to so overgive just to get the client, just to be able to use my gifts and talents, just to be able to make the income. And 15 years in, I'm not always the quickest study on the block. Sometimes, not on this one, not on this lesson. This one took me a hot minute. That I would realize it more and more along the way. It's kind of like that block of marble that you chip away and chip away at, and you start to get greater clarity. And I remember after going through some really gnarly client exchanges, that's when I came up with, you know what, I'm going to create a client requirement checklist. And because my bar had been so low before, like credit card and pulse, or sometimes it wasn't even credit card and pulse. Sometimes it was just like pulse and they needed help. And if you don't live by the go where you're wanted, not where you're needed, you're very likely going to burn out. You're going to get your energy drained. And it's not a path for success. So I found that when I attracted some gnarly clients, it was enough to wake me up and say, you know what? I'm going to create a client requirement checklist. And I teach this in my Divine Living Academy program, that you get to set up this checklist about who are you also looking for in a client. It's not just what are they looking for, because that is, of course, important and that is valid. And they get to ask you questions about yourself and your work and your program or whatever, whether it's asking you questions on a discovery call or reading about it on a program page or sales page. And you don't have to work with everyone. And let me promise you, the right people will show you very clearly and very quickly that they are right. And I'm not going to call them the wrong people. I'm going to call them the people that you're not necessarily meant to work with. Will also show you very quickly that they are not going to be ideal. And it just depends if you're going to be like I used to be, living in a state of scarcity, choosing to overlook all of the red flags, justifying, well, it's not that red of a flag, isn't it? It's more like peach. It's more like pink, maybe coral. You know, like, well, I'm sure that once we get into this working relationship that these details will be smoothed out or that personality dynamic will calm down. It doesn't calm down, Queen. It only escalates. Trust. And all of this to say is that when you come from a spiritual perspective, all spiritual perspectives come from a place of abundance. There is not any spiritual philosophy, religion out there that the texts in and of themselves, the scriptures in and of themselves promote scarcity, lack, poverty, none of it. It's always about abundance. It's always about prosperity. It's always about flow. And yeah, of course, there's like things to learn in business and certain challenges, but it doesn't have to be so excruciating. And I think that when we don't think highly enough of ourselves, when we don't believe in abundance when it comes to getting that next client, when we think that this is as good as it gets or this is all that's out there, that's when we start slashing our rates. That's when we start making up things that don't exist. Like, oh, well, maybe this client will be less demanding once they're midway into their package. No, they become more demanding. Maybe I just have to take on these kind of clients because I'll be able to help them with their boundary busting. No. You can only help people who desire to be helped, not people who are very committed to a certain way of being in the world. And so I've prided myself on being a transformational coach, meaning I've always been obsessed, probably like you, and lit up about transforming any situation or dynamic or exchange or any of it. And I've been so willing to look at it from every perspective and see it from all the different angles and give in and make the exception. And you know what happened recently? I raised my standards and set such a clear boundary within myself about who I am available to coach and what I am meant for at this particular season in my life. And I feel elated. I feel free. I feel more confident than ever. And this is what I desire for you. So let me share with you a little bit about my process. And first of all, I want to just put like the whole conversation that we're having on hold. All of this to say to a solid 80% of the clients that have crossed my path over the past 15 to 20 years have been amazing, have been buttercups, have been grateful, have been appreciative, have soaked up the coachings or the teachings or the live events or the information in whatever way was meaningful for them. And I always say you're never going to learn the most from your favorite clients, by the way. So I do owe all of these other, we're going to call them angel messengers, a whole bunch of energetic thank you notes because they were the ones who mirrored to me my lack of self-worth, my fear of confrontation, my naivete around setting a boundary or anticipating the need to set a boundary, my scarcity consciousness that I thought like, well, you know, they're kind of cool and I really like this aspect of them. So, you know, it's going to help whatever, pay the rent, fill the program, all of my own shadow stuff. And so also being a transformational coach, genuinely speaking, like there's my shadow stuff. And then there was like, I'm like lit up about the transformation. Like, give me a shadow side. Let's transform that. Give me a messy boundary issue or a demanding this or that. Like I've always been available for the totality. I don't know if it's my therapist background or my capability in handling everything from spiritual to personal development to business development to the feminine pieces to the lifestyle stuff, community, womanhood, queenhood. Like I've been so available and genuinely interested in all of it until now. And as I woke up to a blank page on my journal and started asking myself, as I'm moving out of this era and into the new one, what would really delight me? Like, in what way would I love to work? And just what would thrill me? And when you genuinely ask, without, because like the way that I used to ask questions was kind of like, well, what do people want? And what are people going to buy? And how much money do I need to make? And that's where I came up with programs and they were blessed and had soul and they did a lot of good things. But this time it was different because it wasn't any of those questions. I was like, in what way would have me feeling like I'm at the highest vibration, just pouring into clients with so much love and power, and not that I haven't in the past, but just at a whole different level. Like I'm going to the next level here. So are you. You can be asking yourself these questions as well. So it's like, what would thrill me? And sure enough, it dropped in. And I very clearly got La Dolce Vita. And I understand it because I got that what I'm about, yes, it's about business because you can't live the sweet life if you don't have a lot of money to do so. But it's really about living the sweet life. It's about creating programs and a business that you just are elated by. It's about having just every person on your team be just like, you're so excited when you get to go send them a Voxer message or get on the phone with them or do a Zoom call or interact with them in some way. You know, it's about loving your life, like, which would by definition mean that you have a life outside of business. So I very clearly got La Dolce Vita. And then I've been so kind of programmed for year-long programs, it started to feel heavy. And then I just asked, I was like, well, how long is it supposed to be? 6 months. All right. And then I just asked, who and what is it for? And I am so excited to tell you, like, I have never been at this place ever, ever, ever in my entire career. And I got, it is completely for the woman who's already at six figures or multiple six figures. I wanted to work at that level for this program, is only about positivity, is only about how can I, is only about the up level, is only excited and willing to take on the coaching, is only about moving forward, is only in the high vibe. That's it. Because I'm not available for resistance. I'm not available for negativity. I'm not available for criticism. I'm not available for any of the forms of those feedback. Because normally, I've always just been like, I'm always open to your feedback. I actually got clear enough within myself to say, I'm actually not available. I'm not available for any negative feedback or any criticism. I am not making myself right in this moment. What I want to demonstrate to you is that you get to do you. And when you are so clear on your non-negotiable, you should see the responses that I'm getting from women about this program. The women that it's been right for, like, oh my gosh, thank you, Gina. Like, yes, this is all that I want. This is what I want from you. This is what I want from the group. This is who I am. Like, I'm so excited about the format and the container, and this is perfect, and how exciting that there's going to be a retreat in Italy. And for the people that it hasn't exactly been right for, there's been like, I don't know. Is travel going to be okay? I'm not really sure about the finances, but what about, can there be more of a this component or that component? And I was just like, and by the way, these are not low vibe people in any way. They are people that I know or have known for a long time, have worked with, love and respect. It's just that that mentality is no vibrational match for La Dolce Vita. Like, I literally told the women who are applying to be in this program, I'm not up for the processing. I'm not up for the shadow side. I'm not up for the resistance. If there's any of that that needs to happen, have a therapist, another mentor on speed dial that you can call and talk to. Like, I, in this program, am only about all of what I know about neurological programming and all of the how can it happen and being open to the miracle and going to the next level and getting curious and creative about, I mean, I guess I've said it, like, how can it happen? I'm obsessed with results. I'm obsessed with the up level. I'm obsessed with the good life. And I'm obsessed with people who are just positive and, yeah, I don't know how to say it. But I'm sure on some level this has always been true for me, but I never had the courage to say it. I never had the willingness to set a boundary. I never thought that I didn't have to take it all on. And so for you, in whatever you're looking at as you close out one era and enter a new one, I hope that this has been a beautiful message for you to be in conscious choice. Also, be in complete abundance. So if you have the courage and the bravery to be in conscious choice, what that looks like is, who are you? And if you're an entrepreneur, what programs or program or product or, like, what is it that you desire to put out in the world that elates you? And who is the perfect person that it is for? And if the next level for you has something to do with team, like who are the, like, perfect team members for you? And what is their dynamic from competency to attitude to all of it? Because when you get in conscious choice and you start declaring what you're up for and what you're meant for, then the next step and the next opportunity for you is to go into absolute abundance. Going and absolutely believing in total abundance that what you desire is completely there for you. What you desire is completely there for you. You don't have to, and honestly, you're not even meant to work with the people who aren't in great alignment for you. Now, I was talking to one of my clients who's not a coach, who's actually in real estate. And she was talking about how there's a pattern that was starting that clients weren't following up with her after she had shown a house. And this was not her track record. She's extremely successful in this industry. And then I asked her, I said, well, did you want to show the house in the first place? And she said, no. And I don't know that I said this during the coaching call, but what I know is she deserves and has a right to work in a way that just lights her up, that is her full and complete desire. And also, those people looking to buy that home deserve to work with someone who is totally lit up about showing and selling homes. And you get to set the parameters. I think that's the other thing that as coaches, we must remind ourselves, you're not God. You don't need to know it all. You don't need to do it all. And you don't need to give it all. You get to set your boundaries and let clients manage their expectations. Clear communication is definitely a help. And when I set this boundary, I'm not up for, you know, one woman was like, can we have a conversation about, I really want to do this, but can we have a conversation about how I'm going to come up with the money for this? I said, no, it's not who I want to work with. If this program is for people who are at six and multiple six figures, like that level of question is not what I am interested in answering in this particular program. I have other programs and there's different levels of questions and people are at different places on the journey. And again, no judgment. But before, I always would have been like, sure, let me help you and let's brainstorm and let's get on the phone. Mm-mm. Not in La Dolce Vita. That does not feel like the sweet life to me. There's different levels and layers in all of that. So I want you to discover for yourself, if there were no consequences or limitations when it came to you working in a way that absolutely thrilled you and you being so clear about exactly who the ideal client is for you and having the faith to call it in and to believe, yes, dear God, I know that you will show me what to do and who to be to attract in and to be the vibrational match that is perfect for who I am meant to serve. Again, this doesn't need to come from a place of making anyone right or wrong, better or worse than anyone. It's about a vibrational match. And the clearer you are, the more audacity that you have to communicate it, the happier you're going to be, the happier the right clients for you are going to be. And the clearer the clients who are not meant to work with you are going to be so they can go find whoever it is they are meant to work with. Everyone is meant to live in abundance. Everyone is meant to be supported. Everyone is meant to get their needs met. So for you to have just total queen power and saying, this is how I want to work. This is who I want to work with. And I have complete faith and certainty that the number of people that is right for me to work with in this way is not only available, but is already on its way to me. Yes. Yes, queen. Now that is La Dolce Vita. And you can use whatever vocabulary is right for you. What I know for sure is that you came here with a purpose, and you're listening to this podcast because you desire something more, better, and easier for yourself. You know, the feminine ways, they're not wimpy and soft. They're very fierce. And if you will give yourself permission to muster up the fierceness within you and say, no, or this is what I desire, or here's who this program is right for. There was another woman who talked to me about this program, and she was kind of hemming and hawing, and like, this is how I took it. This is someone I actually really, really like and respect. She's like, yeah, I don't know. Like she was going to be doing me some sort of favor by saying, I just don't know. And then this and then that. And it had this. And I just said, we're just going to call her Jane. It was like, she's like, well, let me, you know, another 2 weeks to think about it or whatever. I said, hey, Jane, you're going to have to do so much transformation in 2 weeks if this program is even going to be right for you. Because let me tell you who it is for. It is for this and then everything that I've just shared here, right? And you could just feel her vibration raise. And she was like, oh. And I said, you go think about that. And she pretty immediately got a hold of me afterwards. And she said, thank you. Thank you for being so fierce. Thank you for setting a standard. Thank you for being so clear. Thank you for like being at such that vibration. Thank you. And I want to let you know, she didn't end up signing up for the program because that's not the point. The point is when you are honest and you are fierce and you are clear and you know with certainty whoever it is you're meant to work with is coming to you, then that in and of itself is such a gift. It's such a gift. And we're on great terms to this day and all is well. So just believe in the abundance. Believe that there are more than enough perfect clients ready, waiting, able with the money to work with you. It's up to you to set the standard. It's up to you to go to this next level. It's up to you to give yourself everything that you desire in your business. And then from that place, you'll be the vibrational match for just the perfect clients as well. So my queen, I hope this has gotten you out of any scarcity or lack or thinking that there, you know, you got to do stuff, a bunch of stuff that you don't desire. And if you are at six figures or multiple six figures and have a desire to work with me in a very close, intimate, and elite way, I want to invite you to check out the La Dolce Vita program. It is by application only, and you can get all the details at divineliving.com/La Dolce Vita. The link is also in the show notes. And if this is for you, we're about 50% sold out at the time of this recording, and see if it's for you. If it is, get your application in. You're real clear on who it is for, and you'll know if it's right for you. But if you are interested in being around me and my fierceness and getting coached intimately for you on your business and what you're craving in the next level, plus being around these other, I can't say all these amazing women because it's not a big group program. It's pretty small. You'll see the details on the page. But the women who are just about the yes and just about the up level and just about the how can I do this, so that they are living the sweet life in every area of their lives, then this might be for you. So definitely check it out. Either way, I want you to know that you have the ability to raise your standards in a way that you feel proud, that you are excited, and that literally creates the business of your dreams. Lots of love. All right, gorgeous. I hope that this episode has been such a blessing in your life. And if you are looking to further elevate your life and discover the unapologetic art of dreaming big and manifesting your most fabulous life, get a copy of my book, The Audacity to Be Queen, today. It's filled with 20 page turning chapters. This book is designed to unlock
your truest potential, reprogram your mindset, and have you living the life you've always imagined. You can get it at divineliving.com/book and dive into all things queen today.